Good afternoon, everybody, and this is Patricia Casey. I'm delighted to be talking to you on You Can Cook Too. And this recipe is a vegetarian recipe. I think it's the second vegetarian recipe I've done. It's said to originate from either Campania or Sicily in Italy. I don't know which. My son, who is vegetarian, has this regularly. He loves Italy. He goes there quite a bit, travels a lot anyway, and he always has melanzane a la Parmigiana. But he tells me that this is the best he has ever had. So his mum's is the best ever. It's enough for 4 to 6, and it consists of aubergines, mozzarella cheese, grated parmesan, oil. You can use olive oil or sunflower oil. Now, the recipes usually say olive oil, but I prefer sunflower oil because it's a very heavy recipe. Salt and pepper. And then you make a tomato sauce as well. And don't let this put you off, because it sounds more complicated than it is. So to make the tomato sauce, you need olive oil, you need garlic, you need 2 tins of tomatoes, you need tomato puree, salt, pepper, sugar, and oregano. So to come to the specifics now, you start by making the tomato sauce. And you do that by simply putting all the ingredients for it into a dish or a jar or a cup. And that would be a small cup of olive oil. You do need olive oil for the tomato sauce. 2 cloves of garlic, which are crushed. 2 ordinary sized tins of tomatoes, and they're, I think, 14 ounces each. So that's 2 ordinary sized tins of tomatoes. And make sure the tomatoes are chopped. 4 tablespoons of tomato puree, salt and pepper, and sugar. Whenever you're using a lot of tomatoes in cooking, you use sugar. It really brings out the sweetness in the sugar. I remember my father, whenever he had tomatoes, and he loved tomatoes, he'd always put sugar on them. And my mother thought that was a terrible thing to do, because tomatoes weren't supposed to have sugar on them, they were supposed to have salt on them. Dad, in his quiet way, insisted on always putting sugar on them. He took no notice of my mother. And it was only when I was doing a cookery course many years later that I realised how right my dad was. And then you add oregano finally to it, either dried oregano or fresh oregano. And if you're using dried oregano, I would just put in about a half a teaspoon, no more than that. And if you're using the fresh oregano, use about a teaspoon and a half. If you don't have oregano, you can use a bit of dried thyme or a bit of dried basil. Basil is very good in Italian dishes. And if you don't have any of those herbs, you don't need it. The recipe won't be much different without it. You mix all of those together in a cup and put them aside. And then you slice the aubergines and you drain them for about 1 hour. You lightly scatter some salt over them, and that will extract the an acidic juice that they produce, and then dry them in kitchen towels after you've put the salt on both sides. Then you fry them in oil, either olive oil or sunflower oil, and these gobble up the oil. So when they're done, it would be like eating neat olive oil. They are very oily. I find them easier to eat if they're done in sunflower oil. And you put them into a dish. You layer them in. Put some of the aubergines first, followed by the mozzarella, and then the tomato sauce, and then another layer of aubergines and mozzarella and tomato sauce, and finish off with some more mozzarella on top. Or if you haven't got it, you can just use some parmesan, and then cook it in an oven. Bake at about 150 degrees centigrade for 45 minutes. You might want to cover it for the first 15 minutes because it does brown very quickly, and then take off the cover after that and it'll brown nicely. It reheats very well. It freezes very well. It doesn't need any pasta with it, just some lovely French bread, a baguette, or some nice sourdough bread. You could use Italian bread as well, but I have to confess, I find Italian bread very heavy and dense, and it doesn't really, in my estimation, compare to French bread, but I leave it up to you eaters to decide that. As I say, my son loves his mum's melanzane alla parmigiana. And now you can listen to some lovely music by Scarlatti. Scarlatti was born in Naples, and that's why I'm choosing him today to accompany the recipe that I've just gone through with you, because that recipe is associated with Sicily, and Naples is quite near Sicily, and certainly Scarlatti's name is associated with that island as well. He was born in 1685, which is the same year that Handel and Bach were born. So he wrote Baroque music. He's very famous for his sonatas. He wrote 555 sonatas. And often composers give pieces of music names, like Holst's famous piece, The Planets, or like Haydn's symphony, The Clock. But he didn't name any of these sonatas at all. In or around 1700, this piece of music was given a name by the composer Clementi, and he called it the Cat Fugue. And it's called the Cat Fugue because it reminded Scarlatti of a cat standing on a harpsichord, on the keyboard of a harpsichord, and running up and down. I've become a bit of a cat lover at this stage of my life, and it does remind me of some animal certainly walking on the keyboard. So here we can now listen to the Cat Fugue in G.